I would have given a lot to see Jean-Claude's face at that moment. All I could see was his long black hair spilling over his jacket, black on black. His shoulders stiffened, hands sliding across the blotter on my desk. Then he went very still. That awful waiting stillness that only the old vampires have, as if they held still long enough, they would simply disappear.
Is that what has brought you here, Saban? Love?
Jean-Claude's voice was neutral, empty. Saban's laughter rode the air like broken glass. It felt like the very sound of it hurt something deep inside me. I didn't like it. Enough games, I said. Let's get it done.
Is she always this impatient?
Dumaire asked.
Yes, Jean-Claude said.
Dumaire smiled, bright and empty as a light bulb.
Did Jean-Claude tell you why we wished to see you?
He said Saban caught some sort of disease from trying to go cold turkey. The vampire across the room laughed again, flinging it like a weapon across the room.
Cold turkey. Very good, Miss Blake. Very good.
The laughter ate over me like small cutting blades. I'd never experienced anything like that from just a voice. In a fight, it would have been distracting. Heck, it was distracting now. I felt liquid slide down my forehead. I raised my left hand to it. My fingers came away smeared.